Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. Great to have you with me on this beginning of the PGA Championship Week. From the lower course at Baltusrol in Springfield, New Jersey, we are looking at one of the great golf courses in America, without a doubt, an A.W. Tillinghast magnificent layout, an unusual layout. And there are no par fives until the last two holes. Boy, is that going to be so interesting and so compelling, as it has been in the past at events that have been played at Baltusrol. And we'll talk a lot, of course, about that, review a little bit of last week's events, some very interesting things that happened in the world of golf, and, of course, a strategy for your game, as we always do, each and every week on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So happy to have you with me. By the way, my email address, I'll mention it now early on in the show, is bob at bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I-S, as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Any comments, anything at all on your mind having to do with the world of golf, love to hear from you. Okay, let's review what happened last week. And something was proven again last week, not one place, but twice on the PGA Tour and the Champions Tour. Coming from behind, this is the mode apparatus, if you will, for most wins on the PGA Tour. It is hard to have the 54-hole lead and win an event. It's just so difficult to sleep on it, come out and continue to play as well as you have been, whatever you've been doing the first 3 days to play so well, to continue to do that for four consecutive days. Example, the Champions Tour had the Senior British Open at Carnoustie. What a great event. Unbelievable golf course. The weather held out. A fabulous leaderboard. And Miguel Angel Jimenez was the leader by four going into the last day, and most people thought the mechanic would win. Well, the mechanic didn't play really that bad, one over, but Paul Broadhurst played a lot better, came from behind and won the tournament. Hearty congratulations to Paul Broadhurst. Once again, that 54-hole lead, so hard to handle. Also, on the Canadian, the RBC Canadian Open, the third oldest major championship in the world, great event, also played at a really great venue, the Glen Abbey Golf Club in Oakville, Ontario, Canada, a suburb of Toronto, was won by Johnny Vegas, who had a scorching day on Sunday. The week before, at the Barbasol, Johnny Vegas had an unbelievable second round, a 60, had a big lead, and could not finish it over the weekend. This time, other people were in the lead, Brant Snedeker, et cetera, the young DeToot, the great young amateur player from Canada, a senior, going to be a senior at Arizona State. And he didn't play too poorly, actually, the last round. He just didn't play good enough. Coming from behind is the mode apparatus, except for one guy in the last 20 years, and that is Tiger Woods. Tiger almost always won his tournaments from the lead. Go figure. It's a different mindset. And he did have a steel mind. Boy, we sure don't know what's going on with Tiger, if he's ever going to play again. I do think he will. I also, if I've made the statement once, I've made it 100. He will never win another PGA Tour event, nor will he ever win a major. And the same for Phil Mickelson. And you know I've been saying that, and a lot of people have gotten on me for that. I said this 7 months ago, 7-8 months ago, that Phil would never win another major, nor would he ever win any other PGA Tour event. I've taken some heat for that, but I'm still holding strong with that. Okay, so now let's turn our attention to the final major of the year, being played in July for the first time since 1968, when, by the way, the oldest major champion of all time was crowned at Pecan Valley at the PGA in Julius Boros. But let's talk about this. 156 men, 26 of them major champions, the deepest field of all of the major championships. 20 PGA teaching pros are in the event. So it's a very deep field. None of those PGA teaching pros are going to threaten to win, I don't believe. Their job is to play, make a cut if they can, make a check, and have a great, great week of fun. And that's what they're going to have. Hopefully the weather will hold out. It has been very warm in New Jersey, the suburb of New York. Very, very warm lately. That course could play very long, meaning the balls will roll in the fairway. You've got to keep it in the fairway. The rough is still penal. It's not the worst rough. It's not U.S. Open deep like it was at Oakmont, but it's still penal. Got to keep it in the fairway. Once again, 156 men, 26 major champions, 20 of the 156 are PGA teaching pros. Let's take a look at some of the feature groups. Ernie Els with Ricky Fowler and Zach Johnson. That's an interesting group. Followed by Vijay Singh, John Daly, and Padraig Harrington. The PGA tries to match, if you will, or group together former PGA champions whenever they can. And they did in that case. Jimmy Walker with Chris Wood, long-hitting Chris Wood, and Brandon Grace. A lot of people like Brandon Grace coming into this event. Rafael Cabrera-Bello is teeing it up with Justin Thomas and Paul Casey. Brant Snedeker, who played so well last week, didn't win but did have a terrific event at the RBC Canadian with Brooks Koepka, who's coming off that ankle injury that kept him out of the Open Championship, looking good, feeling good, playing with Lee Westwood. Can Westwood finally win a major? Can Sergio Garcia finally win a major? We haven't even gotten to Sergio yet, but we're there. Can he win one? Over 70 events he's played in majors. Can he win one? Adam Scott, playing with Keegan Bradley, who won his first major that he ever played in. He won at the Atlanta Athletic Club in 2011 in the PGA Championship. And Jamie Donaldson's in that group. Always got to consider Jamie, who played so unbelievably well at the Ryder Cup 2 years ago. Mickelson, who we just mentioned a moment ago, playing with Rory McIlroy, the winner 2 years ago and 4 years ago in this championship, with the defending champion Jason Day. Jason Day, his kids are sick. His wife had a reaction to some kind of seafood that she ate, had to go in the hospital, but he said he felt pretty good. Played his one and only practice round yesterday at the lower course at Baltusrol. The thing is, his caddy, Colin Swofford, was on hand for several days, scoping and mapping things out, and they know each other so well. I don't see it as a real big problem for him. Billy Haas with Andy Sullivan, the great Englishman who people have a big high hopes for, along with American Jamie Lovemark. That's another interesting group for sure. Let's see. We've got Rocco Mediate with Rich Barbarian, who was the medalist at the PGA Pro Tournament to get into this, with Sean McKeel, who won at Oak Hill in 2003, Richie Beam with David Toms, and Steve Stricker at 49, approaching 50. David Toms also approaching midfield. Can either one of them have one more go at it? Jason Duffner a PGA champ, Wai Yang, who stared down Tiger in 2009, and Martin Kaymer. Can either any of those win? Justin Rose, who's on everybody's short list this week with Patrick Reed and Charles Schwartzel. And then all three major champions starting today at 145, Danny Willett, Dustin Johnson, and the Open champion from just 11 days ago, Henrik Stenson. My last group that I want to look at closely, Graham McDowell, Webb Simpson, Louis Oosthuizen. Okay, none of them have won this event, but they're all major champions. That's a preview. The two holes, that's a preview of the players. The final two holes, the 17th hole is playing around 650 yards. Unless you have a prevailing wind behind you, you will not be able to go for this in two, even if you're Dustin Johnson and Bubba Watson. There's too much risk, as it's not that big of a green. So you'll play short. The key to that hole, you must hit the fairway. I will think that a lot of mid-hitting guys will hit hybrids or three woods off the tee just to make sure they're in the fairway. Then they can place their second shot short of a group of bunkers and hit about 150 or 160-yard shot and try to make birdie that way. The one hole, though, that they can reach, almost everybody will be able to reach, is the 18th hole. It's a little over 550 yards. Again, depending on the wind, you should be able to hit to get on this green in two. Now, they have extended the water on this hole more towards the fairway, so you cannot just blast a drive. It will go in the water. A lot of guys will have to use hybrids and three woods and then probably long irons or hybrids in. So it's interesting. There are no gimmies. This is a great golf course. It has stood the test of time with many majors and many great champions. We'll see how things roll. I will have my predictions momentarily. But first, my strategy. My strategy today is a very simple but very important one. You should look at the club face when you lay it behind the ball before every shot. And what I mean is you want to have a square club face at the beginning of your swing. If you don't, you're probably not going to have one at the end of your swing, and you don't want to have an open club face, which will result in a slice, nor do you want to have a hooded or closed club face that will result in a hook, and not necessarily a draw, worse, a hook, a duck hook. So lay it down, make sure that it is square through the ball to the target that you're looking at. Remember, you always have a target on every single shot in golf, from the smallest putt to your longest drive. You need to have a target. So square the club face at address. That way, even if things aren't perfect in your swing, if you hold a steady grip, you're going to have a square club face when you hit the golf ball, which will result in a straight shot through to your target. That's what we're looking for. Okay? That is my strategy for today. Okay. Don't want to let today go without talking about the Ricoh Ladies British Open. Almost forgot about that one. That is the final major for the ladies. And I wish them all the best. It is played on a golf course in England that's escaping my name right now. However, it is not a Lynx British-style golf course. It's more like an American-style golf course. Therefore, I like the Americans, Stacey Lewis, Lexi Thompson, and I really like Arina Piller. I think this is her week to win. So I'm actually going on the limb and just saying Garina Piller wins her very first LPGA event going into the Olympics. She is one of the Olympians. Okay, now my picks in the major, the PGA, the final major of the year being played just 11 days after the previous major at the British Open. My picks are Dustin Johnson, because he's so long and his playing so good and so relaxed. Kevin Na, who I think is sneaky good, been playing pretty good, and I think he's one of these guys that can come from behind and win. I like Adam Scott, who's long and straight, and, excuse me, I like Steve Stricker to win the event, to be the oldest major champion in modern golf history. So those are my picks. Dustin Johnson, Kevin Na, Adam Scott, and Steve Stricker. I would love to hear yours. Once again, my email address, bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I. Pardon me, S is in Sam, M-A-R.com. For any comments on anything to do with this show or anything with golf, I get back to everyone. It might take me up to 24 hours, but I promise I do get back to everyone. So, let's enjoy the PGA from venerable, wonderful lower course at Baltusrol in Springfield, New Jersey, just about 20 minutes from Manhattan. I will talk to you next week. So until then, this is Bob Geismar, One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, saying thank you so very much for being with me. Great golf, everybody. So long for now.